Ariana Thompson had big plans for her pregnancy. A photo shoot, two baby showers, one in South Bend, Indiana, where she lives, and one with family in Chicago. Everything was canceled.
Every first time mom gets a baby shower. But then I was like, well, it's better safe than sorry.
Thompson now spends her days inside, unless she has to go to the store to stock up on diapers. Her last in-person appointment with her midwife was more than a month ago.
I'm just counting down the days at this point. I'm like, 30 more days.
30 days until she gives birth to a girl she's naming Heaven Noel. Thompson found out she was pregnant last August, 3 days after her 24th birthday. A lot has changed since then. As she waits to give birth, COVID-19 cases are surging in Indiana. She's worried about what will happen if she gets sick or her fiancé gets sick. Her childbirth class was canceled, so she's not sure what to expect during labor.
I'm going in like a deer in headlights.
There are a lot of unknowns when it comes to COVID-19 and pregnancy. Pregnant women are at higher risk for complications from respiratory viruses like the flu, but there's not enough data to say if the same is true for COVID-19. Guidelines to keep pregnant women healthy are the same as for people who aren't pregnant. That means social distancing. And that's hard for people like Kelly Breen.
It's difficult to kind of think about different ways that you can replace physical touch.
Breen is Thompson's doula. A doula provides support during pregnancy, labor, and postpartum. Breen usually builds trust by spending time with clients in person. That hasn't been possible for weeks. Instead, she teaches virtual birth classes, which is a challenge.
We practice going through contractions together, and I'm watching how she holds her body, how she furrows her brow. So I'll do things like a very slight, gentle touch on her forehead and ask her to release her eyebrows. So not being able to actually go and practice that physically, that can be tricky.
Breen asks parents to repeat her instructions so they know what to do if she can't be with them, because many hospitals have restricted patient visitors to limit the spread of COVID-19. That means women who plan to have a doula and their partner with them during labor may not have that support. And that's what Thompson is most afraid of, that if the pandemic worsens, she won't be able to have her doula and her fiancé with her.
Now, that's one thing that I can't do, because essentially there's no comfort zone.
Things are even more complicated because Thompson is Black. While there isn't much known about how COVID-19 affects pregnancy, it's well established that infant and maternal mortality rates in the U.S. are worse for Black women. This is Breen again.
The issues that we're having come from lack of quality care and not being listened to. So it's more of a risk for us not to have someone there.
That puts physicians like Dr. Bronson Tucker Edmonds in a difficult spot. She's an obstetrician-gynecologist and researcher at the Indiana University School of Medicine. She knows her Black patients may feel uncomfortable in the hospital, and having support from family and a doula can lead to more successful births. But she has to balance patient fears with overall safety, especially while there are shortages of protective equipment for doctors, patients, and visitors.
Obviously, these are things that under any normal circumstance, we would want people to be able to share with their loved ones.
Thompson will give birth using a midwife at Memorial Hospital in South Bend. The plan is for her fiancé and doula to be there, as long as hospital rules don't change. Meanwhile, family who plan to visit postpone their trip. Thompson says they're upset they won't see her growing belly, but they know staying away will keep her and her baby safe. They joke it'll make a great story one day.
She made it through a pandemic. That'll be something you get to tell her when she's older.
They're planning a baby queue, a barbecue celebrating Heaven's birth, for this summer. Lauren Bavis, Side Effects Public Media.